coach's film before a studio audience.
One more question, Coach Fox, before we end a private look at a public figure. What would you say is the hardest thing about your job?
Well, probably the hardest part of being head football coach here at Minnesota State is what you alluded to earlier, Miss Armstrong, is if I want to have a private life, I kind of have to, like, sneak around, you know? I mean, in a town like this, I can't go on the street without someone saying, "Hey, Coach, how you doing?" Or, "Hey, Coach, how's recruiting coming?" Or, "Hey, Coach, my son thinks you're the greatest." Or,
"Hey, Coach, someone just let the air out of your tires."
What?
Pat.
Dobber.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were busy.
I'm doing an interview. How many times have I told you to knock before you come in?
Lots.
That's all right. I really think we have all we need. Thank you for your time. I know these things are difficult, but you were very candid.
Oh, thanks. You're easy to talk to.
Oh, thank you. I'll see you guys in the truck in just a second. God, I've missed you.
When can he come down again?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. My schedule is so busy. I'm just going to have to call you.
Well, call me tomorrow.
I'll call you tonight.
Call me from the truck.
All right. Well, thank you again, Coach Fox.
It's always a pleasure to talk to the press, Mr. Armstrong. Interview here, pal. You want to wait a minute? So we're looking at East Texas as...
Hey, Coach, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's important.
Could you hold on a second, please? Yeah. Lewis, how many times have I told the team that I do not have an open-door policy? You don't come barging in here like that. Now, what do you want?
We're going to have to run Fred Webbo to see the doc. He might have a slight concussion.
I told you guys no contact today.
We weren't practicing. We were just horsing around, and Fred got hit in the head with a tub of Gatorade. I thought you should know. See ya.
Yeah, sorry. Where were we here?
Well, you can kiss the next 4 years goodbye.
Okay, it's getting a little hectic around here. Tell you what, can I call you back?
Guess where Tommy Jordan just announced he's going to school? Miami. Do you believe it? Best high school quarterback in the country, and he's going to Miami. And you know the only reason he's going is because of the weather. Kid goes down there, sees all that sunshine and beaches. They fix him up with a girl in a bikini, and pow, he's as good as sign. What do? We bring him here to the tundra and take him ice fishing with a girl in a parka. I'm telling you, Hayden, this is... we're never going to win here.
Excuse me, Coach. Mail just came.
Yeah, just put it on the desk, will you?
It's all divided. Ticket requests, speaking requests, questions from alumni, and one more personal... I didn't open this one, because I thought it might be,
personal.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to miss you when you graduate, Dubinsky.
This could be the year, Coach.
Well, let's hope so, huh? Hey, it's from Kelly.
Your daughter, Kelly?
No, Jean Kelly.
Yeah, she's going to be a freshman in college this year. I told her to write me when she found out where she's going.
You ought to have her come here.
Doesn't seem possible Kelly's old enough to go to college. First time I ever saw her, I remember Beth brought her down to the locker room at halftime that Louisville game. She couldn't have been more than a few weeks old. God, we played lousy that day.
What's the matter?
Dubinsky, are you sure you didn't read this letter?
No.
What? This is exactly where Kelly wants to come to school.
You're kidding.
No, she's already been accepted. She just wants to find out how I feel about it before she gets here.
And how do you feel about it?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been a father to Kelly since Beth and I split up. That's been 16 years ago.
Coach, I doubt if she wants you to be responsible.
Well, she wants something from me. Otherwise, why is she coming here?
What does she say in the letter?
Well, she says some cockamamie thing about us having a great dance and music department.
Maybe we do.
So do a lot of other schools. I mean, she could go anywhere. She's obviously coming here because I'm here.
He's right, otherwise she could go to Miami.
So what are you going to tell her?
I don't know.
You don't think she'll want to live with you, do you?
Actually, I think all freshman girls have to live at the market.
What?
Oh, Schaefer Hall. They call it the market because it's this big tradition every year. All the jocks go down there and they check out the
I know why they call it the market. I don't want to be responsible for this. See, I don't even want to know about this stuff.
So what are you going to tell her?
She's my daughter. Got to tell her the truth. And the truth is, you know, if she's coming here expecting to get an education, that's fine. She's coming here to find a father. You guys, would you excuse me? I'm going to have to make a phone call.
Sure.
See, that means that you guys leave.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Listen, hey, Knight. I know this isn't going to be an easy conversation for you. I just want you to know that, I don't know exactly what I want you to know. It's that, I know that, I guess.
Thanks, Luther. Hello, Kelly? Oh, Beth. Oh, boy, it's you. Boy, you two sound more alike every day. No, it's Hayden. Yeah, how are you? Oh, what's wrong? Well, that's why I'm calling. Yeah, I just got it a few minutes ago. Boy, was I surprised. Thrilled, though.
Yeah.
So how do you think the place looks?
I thought it looked okay before we spent 6 hours cleaning it.
Well, I just want to make a good impression, you know.
You're going to make such a good impression. She's going to end up wanting to live here. You just watch and see.
No. See, that's out of the question. This is going to be enough of an adjustment without complicating matters by living together. That her?
White Mustang?
Oh, that's her. Gosh, you know, I got her that car for her 16th birthday. Guess she must have liked it, huh? Oh, Luther, would you look at her? Oh, look how grown up she is.
Now, you don't need me. I'll just duck out the back way.
No, come on. I want you to meet her.
Fine, because I just realized there isn't a back way.
Well. Look who's here.
Hello, Dad.
Hey. Hi, sweetheart. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Minnesota, huh? This is my friend Luther Van Damme.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Actually, we met a long time ago at a game in Louisville. You probably don't remember. You were only about 10 weeks old.
Oh, no, don't remember.
Well, you two have a lot to talk about. I'll just... Kelly, sure, nice meeting you. I hope I'll see you again sometime. I'll catch you at practice tomorrow, Hayden.
Sure. Hey, thanks, Luther. Yeah, well, I asked Luther to come on over and help me kind of get the place in order, you know? I mean, it's such a mess with the season starting and everything.
Oh, no, it looks fine. I like it.
Wow. Kelly, you look wonderful. You must have left some broken hearts back there in Ohio, huh?
Just Mom's.
Right. Hey, you want something to drink?
No. Thanks, I'm fine.
Well, so where are you going to be staying? Here, I hope.
Here?
Yeah, we got plenty of room.
Well, actually, I wasn't sure that'd be such a good idea. This is going to be enough of an adjustment without complicating matters by us living together.
Huh. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
To tell you the truth, I wasn't all that sure you'd really want me here.
Wouldn't want you here? Now, wait a minute. Didn't your mom tell you how excited I was about your coming?
Yeah. She also told me you sometimes say whatever you think people want to hear. Dad, I just didn't want to come out and mess up your life.
Look, I may not have always shown it, but the happiest day of my life was the day you came into it.
Now I'm back.
Right. Uh-oh, phone.
Oh, excuse me. Probably a reporter.
Coach here. Christine. Oh, what a surprise. This is Christine. She's a sportscaster in Minneapolis. We're friends. Huh? Well, I was just talking to my daughter, Kelly. She just arrived just a little while ago. 4 years. Yeah, she's going to be going to school here. Yeah. Oh, really? Well, I know I would have loved to have done that. Tell you what, it's her first night and everything, though. Can I take a rain check? You know, I mean, if anything changes, let me call you. Really. Okay, yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Dad, if you want to go out tonight, you should go.
Nah, I don't want to go anywhere.
No, I mean, I don't expect you to change your whole life just because I'm here.
Hey, changing my life is no big deal. I was not expecting to do anything anyway.
Do you and Christine see each other a lot?
Well, you know, I mean, whenever schedules permit, we kind of...
Well, tonight they permit, so I really think you should go out and I'll just go back to the dorm.
No, wait a minute, Kelly. Hey, I was counting on being with you tonight.
No, now you want to be with Christine, and I understand that. It's okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
No, come on, Kelly.
No, I'm not going to be an intruder.
Well, you're not.
No, I feel like it tonight, so please let me go. I'll call you tomorrow, okay? We catch up then.
Oh, come on, Kelly, wait! Okay, but tomorrow for sure, huh? Excuse me. Could you tell Christine Armstrong that Hayden Box is downstairs waiting for her?
Sure. Knock him down on Saturday, Coach.
So who do you play for?
Excuse me?
Who do you play football for?
I don't play football.
Big, strong guy like you doesn't play football?
No.
How come?
Too busy running track, I guess.
You're a track man?
Yeah.
What do you run the 100 in?
9.899.
Big, strong guy like you runs 100 in under 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Huh. What size do you have? Oh, no. Hey,
hi.
Come on. Hey, hi.
Hi, oh. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
No, no. Just having a great conversation with, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm glad you had a change in plans. What are we doing?
Well, it's your call. Now, we could go out to dinner, or we could go back to my place and make it.
I'd like to go back to your place and make it.
Lots of luck, lady.
Didn't you like it? Or were you just not hungry?
No. No, it's very good. Really, I didn't want to get too full.
It's always so attractive when the man you're with picks at his food while you eat yours and his both.
It's the pressure of the, you know, the game coming up. You know how I am in this time of year.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, man, I don't want to spoil this evening.
I was actually thinking it might save the evening.
Right. Well, I was thinking about my daughter.
I thought You said you were thinking about the game.
I lied. Gee, do you want to hear the rest of it?
This is really personal, isn't it? Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering what kind of a guy I am sometimes, that's all. I mean, see, I could have made Kelly stay this afternoon if I'd wanted to, but I gotta tell you, the truth is, there's a part of me that wanted to be here with you tonight and not with her.
I'm having a hard time telling you that was a terrible thing.
Well, it's not terrible, but it's selfish. I mean, my whole life, I figured I was doing the right thing by not, you know, being a part of Kelly's life and everything, but I tell you, the truth is, I just didn't want to take the time. Man, I don't know why time scares me, but it does. And then I got to thinking, well, then why did I get into coaching? Does I really like it, or because 4 years is about all the time I'm able to commit to any one human being?
Okay, it's going deep enough.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about you. Can I say something really honest?
Yes, if you really have to.
Well, I wish I'd made Kelly stay this afternoon. Boy, I know that is a lousy thing to say to you, but...
Oh, no, Hayden, you don't have to feel sorry for feeling something for your daughter. I'm not jealous.
No?
No. In fact, well, how's this for being honest? You know, those times I've told you I found you really sexy? Stalking the sideline during the game or off in the den coming up with some brilliant new strategy?
Yeah.
You're not nearly as sexy as you are right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. And now I have to leave you.
Huh?
Well, you have to call your daughter. The wrong person is hearing all of this.
Oh, Christine, come on, wait, huh? Listen, I'll call my daughter. You just clean up the kitchen. Okay, I'll clean up the kitchen. You just sit here and drink some wine.
Not tonight.
Oh, come on, no, wait a minute, Christine. Now, wait a second. Wait. See, I don't think you realize how much better you have made me feel.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I will see you next time I'm in town.
What?
Yes, I'm taking your car. I will leave it parked discreetly by the side street of the hotel. No one will see it. And you can ride your bike in tomorrow.
My bike?
Yes, it'll be good for you. I have a feeling you're going to have a lot of pent-up energy to burn.
Oh, Christine.
Call your daughter, Hayden.
Don't do this to me.
And clean your kitchen. God, I want you.
Well, then take me!
Practice just let out, so you can wait here.
Thanks.
They call that effort? Well, I didn't see any effort out there. You tell them I want to see them in the study room in 2 minutes. No showers, 2 minutes. And that is the most pathetic excuse for a practice I've ever seen.
Hi.
Kelly.
I called ahead to find out when practice was over.
Just ended.
So I heard.
Gee, you know, I was trying to get a hold of you earlier. Did your roommate tell you I called you last night?
Oh, yeah, I didn't get back till late.
Yeah, well, see, I was thinking maybe we could have lunch or something before classes start, because there won't be much time, you know, tomorrow.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be going to classes tomorrow.
What do you mean?
Well, I realized last night when I thought about it that I wasn't being honest about any of this.
Oh, great. That's the one trait you got from me.
It's just that, you know, I've been trying to tell myself all along that I was coming here to study my dance and my music, and it was just kind of a neat coincidence that you happened to be here, too. That's a lie. I did come here because of you. And, I think I was expecting something from you that I had no right to expect.
You mean that I'd be a father and be interested in you and think more about you than about myself? Yeah, that's a lot to ask. Kelly, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay. And I'm not saying that because I think it's what you want to hear, but I'm saying it because it's what I want. Now, I know that's selfish, but that's the kind of guy I am. And I know I don't have any right to ask you this at all. But would you give me another chance?
Hayden, hi, Kelly. I didn't know you. The team is,
Be right there, Luther. Look, sweetheart. Don't make a decision yet, huh? Come on, just come on over here. Sit down. Just take a second. Just think about it. I got to do this. But I'll be right back. All right?
You guys think you're ready to play football Saturday? You're not ready to play volleyball. If you're not going to practice any harder than that, then let's not practice at all. Hell, I don't need to practice. I know what I'm doing. If you don't have any more pride than you showed out there today, then fine. Let's just go out there Saturday and let's just see how humiliated we all can be, huh? Well, you're dismissed. You don't want to be here anyway, so just get the hell out.
So what'd you decide?
What, that was all for effect? I mean, how does anybody take you seriously, huh? I mean, how am I supposed to?
I am serious about wanting you to stay. And I'm serious about wanting to change. I'm not saying I can, but I'm serious about wanting to.
Well, if I stay, I stay at the dorm.
No daughter of mine is going to stay at the market.
Then I'm not staying.
So stay at the dorm. God, I am just terrible at this. But I know I can get better. I mean, you'll see, huh? A guy can change, Kelly. Even a son of a bitch like me.
Yeah. Hey, come.
I'm having a hug here, pal. You want to wait a minute? Ha 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 ha!